I love hosting these podcasts because you can listen anytime you want. And we get to talk as long as we want on the radio. We gotta have to kind of keep it brief because you want to hear music. But here in the podcast, we can have in-depth, meaningful, vulnerable, intimate conversations. And this podcast is with the very talented Sam Smith. Such a talented voice, and he's got new music out, new music that we're playing on the Delilah Show. But he has such a sweet story. We are going to talk with Sam Smith and get to the heart of his life, the heart of the matter in this podcast. I'm giddy with excitement, Sam.
Oh, hello, hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
And thank you. Welcome to the Delilah Show.
It's
oh my
good
gosh.
To be here.
You, Sam, I know you've heard this a million times, but you have one of those voices, and the way that you caress your lyrics, it just goes right to the heart.
Oh, thank you.
Like within two notes, when I hear just two or three notes of Stay With Me, I'm like, shut up, kids! Be quiet, mom's having a moment, and I just crank it.
Amazing. Thank you. I'm glad.
You're so
I can
talented.
Do that for you. That's great. Thank you.
Are you really as sweet as you appear? Like, is there a dark side of you? Like,
oh,
that
hell,
we don't
of
know?
Course. Oh, my gosh. There's definitely a dark side. There's a feisty, dark, sassy side for sure.
Oh, good.
But I'd like to think I'm sweet as well. I try and be as kind as I can. That's a big thing for me.
Kind is better than sweet.
Oh,
kind is
so,
always
yeah.
better than sweet, because sometimes sweet can be schmarmy or fakey or too nice, but kind is always appropriate. So I love that.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks.
Sam Smith with me here on the Delilah Show, and so many things I want to talk about. First and foremost, it has to be hard to come out with something new after the mega success you had a couple of years ago.
Completely, yeah.
Tonight we are talking with the incredibly talented Sam Smith. And we are able to do this podcast because of the generosity of our friends at ServPro. Sometimes on this show, oftentimes on this show, I hear from someone who's feeling a loss of control. But if that loss of control has been caused by a fire or a flood in their home or business, here's a number to call, 1-800-SERVE-PRO. So many people have been helped by ServPro when it comes to getting your home, your business, your lives back to normal. ServPro has been helping people for nearly 50 years. So when fire or water damage strikes, call on the cleanup specialist at 1-800-SERVE-PRO. Welcome back, Sam Smith. We were just talking about the intense pressure of making music, and especially about making music that lives up to your last album, which was a smash hit.
Do you know what? I can talk about it now. I mean, it's been a week since I've released this song. And
this song is Too Good.
It's called Too Good at Goodbyes, yeah. And honestly, from my heart, like for the last 6 months, people keep asking me, you know, how have you dealt with the pressure from that first record and stuff like that? And I would always just completely shoot down that word pressure and be like, I haven't felt any pressure. And I've tried to keep it all positive to convince myself that I haven't felt any pressure. But now the song is out, I can admit it was intense.
I bet.
The pressure is really intense. You know, that first record did, you know, I was just worrying. I mean, I went from worrying about working in a bar to just wanting to sing every day. And that was my main worries, was am I going to be able to do this as a job? To 2 years down the line, then having to worry about following up what I've just put out. And it's really unfair, actually, that we do put pressure on like this on artists after their first record. And when the week before this single release, I was so scared because I just didn't know how people, you know, I'm coming back from a break and I don't know if people are going to want me back or they don't want to hear my voice again. And the reaction the last week has just been absolutely incredible. And I'm just overwhelmed that I've been, you know, welcome back, and people have actually missed what I do, you know, and I'm just so thankful.
Well, I didn't really miss it because I play it over and over and over again. And I'm one of those people, I never get tired of a song I love. Like, I never get
I'm the same.
Tired of a song that I love. It's like a part of my heart. And every time I hear it, it brings up those amazing emotions and just joy when I hear your voice.
Yeah, I'm the exact same.
So I have not stopped listening to you or stopped playing you, but I was so excited when I heard you were doing new stuff because it means I get to play new stuff and more people get to hear
and
your voice.
And I can't wait to give this album because there's so much, like Too Good at Goodbyes just touches the sides. Honestly, there's so much, so many stories that I'm telling this record and I just can't wait for it to be in people's hands.
Okay. So let's start with this story, Too Good at Goodbyes. Janie, my producer, got it to me a couple of weeks ago, probably right after your record reps got it to her. And it's funny because had I heard that song 15 years ago, I would have been on the floor. It would have slayed me because that was my life story, my adult life story.
Yeah. Oh, amazing.
But now I'm actually in a good place, in a good relationship for 11 years now with somebody that I know will never, ever, 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 ever say goodbye.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
So I heard it from a completely different perspective. I heard it from, thank God I'm not there anymore.
Yeah. No, but that's, do you know what? I listen to it now and I think the same thing, even though it was only 2 years ago or a year and a half ago that I wrote it. But, you know, I do think I captured that, my age in that tune. You know, I was
coming... much older than you when was still Too Good at Goodbyes. This wasn't the stuff I went through, you know, in my teens and 20s. I continued that dysfunctional pattern.
Oh, God, don't say that. That means I'm going to have to go through the same thing.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're going to learn earlier than I did.
Yeah, hopefully.
What it boiled down to for me was finally realizing how precious I was.
Do you know what? It's amazing you say that. That's like, I feel on top of the world the last, like I'd say the last 4 or 5 weeks, because I've really actually had to sit down with myself and just think after the making of this record. And I just sat down with myself and I thought, do you know what, Sam, you don't actually like yourself at the moment. And how is anything going to work in life? Not just relationships, but relationships with your family, your friends, you know, your career. How is anything going to work out if you actually don't respect yourself? So I've really started to take that time to respect myself. And that, I mean, that's going to be album three probably. But, you know, I look back on this record that I've written and Too Good at Goodbyes. And I do look back on it now and think, you know, I was quite self-destructive when I was writing it.
And now you feel like you've come out of that or you're coming out of that?
I feel like I'm coming out of it.
Because it doesn't happen overnight.
Oh, God, no. And a big part of it was I've stopped drinking. So I haven't been drinking for a bit. So I just wanted to give that a little bit of a break. I mean, I've made a bet with my manager that I'm not going to drink till Christmas Eve. So I'm going to fulfill that and then I'll have a glass of wine. But it was a big part of it for me was just to chill out and stop going out as much.
I made that bet with somebody 26 years ago and it changed my life. And my addiction or my weakness was not so much the alcohol as it was the alcoholics I kept falling in love with.
Yeah.
And when you love somebody who's an addict or an alcoholic or a, you know, fill in the blank, whether it's, you know, porn addiction or gambling addiction or addiction, whatever, you cannot have a successful relationship.
Yeah, you're so right. And for me, when it came down to the music as well, I like having a balance of sadness and happiness in my life. It's just who I am. And when it came to the writing of this record, I was worried that I wasn't going to be able to access any sadness because of my life. You know, it was so amazing after In the Lonely Hour. I was like, I'm on cloud nine. It was just unbelievable.
How am I going to write anything if I'm not angsty?
How am I going to write anything if I'm not sad? So I then deliberately, you know, probably deliberately, got myself in situations I shouldn't have, went out too much, just was self-destructive. And
I just wanted to say something. When you said that, probably deliberately, we do sabotage ourselves without even thinking about it. I mean, we don't sit there and go, how can I hurt myself? But it is.
I look back on it now and I think it was, But I didn't deliver, in the time I wasn't, I'm going to do this. But what I learned was the music did not benefit, thank God. I was writing really bad music for a good 2-3 months.
And while you were writing it, were you thinking, God, this is good? And then later you're like, what was I thinking?
Yeah, and then I'd listen back and everyone was like, no, you just sound really depressed. And it just wasn't fun. So it took me to slowly calm myself down and, just have a clear mind and then figure out what I want to say. I'm very thankful for that, because I think a lot of artists get into that state and then they write something incredible and then that's a horrible, slippery path. You know, I literally did an interview a minute ago and someone asked me about, you know, how am I going to write an album if I'm happy in love? And So you're telling me that you think that people get to a place where they are happy 100% of the time. It doesn't exist. You don't have to be going out drinking all the time and being in this tumultuous relationship to feel that depth of emotion. You know, there's sadness all around us, and you should also have a good balance of sadness and happiness, I feel.
But here's the thing, though. If you do find true love with somebody who respects you, and that's for me, that is the key.
Yeah.
That when when you connect with somebody who respects you, who honors the person you are, not respects your music or respects your talent, but respects you, Sam, as an individual, and honors that your soul.
And I think some people get confused and they want someone who lusts over you, you know, instead of respects you.
Well, I was that someone for years. but when you find that joy and that peace, you are still going to have the diagnosis where you get the call that, you know, the biopsy was cancerous. You're still going to have the call where you have to say goodbye to your grandparents or your mom or someone that you dearly love. Yeah. You're still going to have those real life situations that rip you apart. It's just not because you're getting too good at goodbyes.
Yeah, no, it's so true. And you're always gonna, you know, a big part for me is opening my ears up to my family and friends around me. You know, if my sisters or my parents or anyone go through heartache, my heart aches as well, you know? So it's not all, you know, it's not always about me and what my relationships are going through and how my heart is. And that's what I'm trying to challenge myself as a songwriter on this record and really talk about other things, you know. And Too Good at Goodbyes is that one of four songs that is about me on the record. And I thought it was a great way to intro myself back, because that's what people know from the first record, is me talking about myself. But the next song you're going to hear and the rest of the album is not.
So it's Confession Session. We have something here on the Delilah Show called Confession Session, where you are going to confess to me something that will not cause you angst or injure you in any way, shape, or form. But what's one of the most incredibly horrific goodbyes, like where somebody broke up with you via text, or I have there's a young lady that's dating one of my teenage sons right now, and her prom date broke up with her at the prom.
No
way. At the prom, and she had to find another ride home at the prom.
Okay, we need his name and we need to track him down. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
And
oh my gosh.
What is your most ridiculously memorable goodbye that either said to somebody or somebody said to you?
Oh my gosh, I'm trying to think. Okay, I would say the guy who Too Good at Goodbyes is about, I would say. It happened over the phone, which is horrific. So I would say that would be it. Yeah, I got dumped on the phone a few hours before I was meant to meet the person, and that killed me. It was awful.
And I listen to your songs and I can tell you have such a sweet heart, such a good heart, and you want to fix it.
I do. I always want to fix it. I just want to be happy. But then I think that my idea of happiness was a bit warped. You know, I thought this happiness was this kind of realm that you walked into where you were happy 100% of the time, but that just doesn't exist, you know.
No.
It's always going to, there's always going to be that, you have to have that balance and be prepared. You know, it's about being, it's about real life for me at the moment, you know. I'm trying to be real in every way. I'm part of an MTV generation where I've watched all these films and I want my my life to be like this Disney movie almost. And I'm now more attracted to the real side of stuff, you know.
So speaking of that, this is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Week. And I have a teenage son that has been struggling since last December. And we had a crisis intervention and really good counselors, really good doctors, really good medicine.
Amazing.
He's not through it yet. So it's still kind of touch and go, but he's starting to talk about it. And I've read a lot of things about you, and you have dealt with depression and you have been very, very honest and very, very real about your battles. And I just wondered if you had any words of encouragement for young people or any insights on what they could do to reach out for help in this week that we're paying, you know, putting a spotlight on. We should put a spotlight on it every day, every week.
Of course.
But
of course. Of course. I talk, open up, and I say in these situations, it's just important to be outward in every way. When you're so locked in your own mind, do anything you can to just be outward. Sing songs that move you as loud as you possibly can. Talk to your mum and your dad and your sisters and your, and not even, you don't even have to talk about the actual thing that you're going through. Just talk. And hopefully something will flow after that. But just know you're not alone. Even when you feel like you're alone, there's so many people in the world that are alone as well. So you're not alone in that, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. Thank you for that. Yeah. And thank you for Too Good at Goodbyes. Like I said, when I first heard it.
Thank you for talking. You're sensational. It's so lovely to speak to you.
Sam Smith, Too Good at Goodbyes. I have to say goodbye, but thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. You're amazing. Thank you.
Stay in touch.
I will. I will. I'll come to the farm.
Okay. That's an honest invitation. I'm not making that up.
And no, I would love to come.
Love
I really
to embrace
would.
You. God
thank
bless you.
Thank you so much, Lena.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.